Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, that was abrupt.
Well, that was abrupt. You know,
technology does what it does, and it just ended the song. And I'm okay with that because I am who you say I am, not what technology says. So, God, thank you so much for blessing us today and letting us have this show come together with my brothers and sisters around the world. We are so appreciative for you being the great I am and blessing us despite who we are. You are amazing. And so, Father, we just ask that you just bless this show today, bless the listeners in their situations, whatever it may be, and open their hearts to what it is that you, your message is to us today. Thank you so much. And please give me that information as I seek your holiness. We love you. Amen. Amen. So, guys, how are you? I hope everything is well for you and God has blessed you. And yes, we know if you're here today, he has blessed you because he's given you another day. And those little things are so important that we don't forget the little things that are so important, because we kind of look over it, even though it is huge in the scheme of things, but it's little when we just think about, oh, I just woke up, but I've been waking up for 50 years. I've been waking up for 30 years. I've been waking up for, you know, 60-something years. Of course I'm going to wake up. Not necessarily. Not necessarily is it that you are guaranteed to wake up. And so we kind of like look past those things like it's not a big deal. It's always a big deal. Everything that God does for us is huge, because he don't have to do anything for us. And so we need to just learn to be grateful for everything, be grateful for our friends, you know, that we meet along the way, this journey that we're on, this amazing journey that we're on. And sometimes throughout this journey, we get fearful and we're afraid and we're uncomfortable and we're not sure, wow, is this the right situation for me? Did I do something wrong? Did I do something? God, help me in this. I'm confused. And he will, because you asked him to. And he will, because, you know, God puts you in places, put us all in places sometimes for his glory, not for ours. And so sometimes we might be in a situation working as a janitor in a school, you know, and all I say is that if you feel that that is beneath you, do it for God. Do it for God. Let his light shine through you. And trust me, people will see that, and you will be blessed because of it, because you will be blessing others. Do the best job that you can be. Just think about, what would Jesus do? I mean, remember, he was washing feet. He was doing all kinds. He was a servant. Jesus was a servant. He served the world, you know, even to the point where he died for the world. So we could do these things too, right? And sometimes our feelings may get hurt and we may be a little sore about it and not know, like, maybe I'm not supposed to do this, but that's not necessarily true. Maybe you're supposed to do it because you're going to show people how God would deal with it, how Jesus would handle it, and see exactly what it is that Jesus had in store for you. For instance, I had a situation, and when I first went to California, and I was confused. I was used to working for my father and making money. I always had a pocket full of money, but I didn't have my dream. But I always had a pocket full of money. My dream was to be, an amazing jazz drummer. That was my dream. And so it may have been a small dream, but that was my dream at the time. I was only a teenager. And so when I came to California, you know, I was just 20, 21. And I was like out there in California, and I was stressed out because I wasn't making any money. I didn't know what was going to happen. I felt that this was just not the right situation for me. And it was just uncomfortable, and I just didn't want to deal with it, you know. So I called my dad and said, hey, I just think that this is not the right situation for me. I think I'm going to just come home because I don't feel like, you know, right about this. And now, so my dad has experienced me like God experienced us, right? My dad experienced me intimately. He knew exactly what I wanted. He knew exactly what, you know, where my heart was. And he even helped me to get the things that I wanted or needed to get what I wanted, buying me drums, allowing me to rehearse in the house. Then he gave me an apartment over top of one of his stores at that, and I could just practice, have my drums over there. Because the truth of the matter, it was driving him crazy when he would come home from, you know, from work, and he would have to hear me practicing. And trust me, it was very loud. And so he gave me an apartment, and so I used to practice up there. And then I went to college. He sent me off to college for music. I majored in music, and he sent me off to college. And I worked so hard, you know, to try to, or he could see that that's where my heart was, because I was doing everything in my power. And I also was going to Settlement Music School in Philadelphia at the, you know, doing that too. So my dad knew that that's where my heart was. So when I called him and said, I don't want to do this, he knew that I was just being weak. And I was getting caught up in, you know, the wrong thing. He says, you know, you got to keep your eye on the sparrow. You got to stay focused on what it is that you want to do and not let these other things get in the way. Because sometimes these things that get in the way, these little obstacles, are actually there to help us, because it helps us to grow in Christ. It helps us to grow in Christ. And so as I was going through it, and he said, just, you know, you can always come home, son. But I know this is what you want to do. And so because he knew what I wanted to do, he led me through it and supported me through it. And that's exactly what God will do for you. He loves you through it. So no matter what it is, you know, just trust God. He loves you. He knows you. He knew you before you were born. He knows your name, and he knows your heart. So, and he knows your situation. So just keep praising him and loving on him and trust him that he will protect you and that you will shine, even if the glass seems empty. If it seems more empty, you know, than full, it's half empty and not half full in your eyes, it's okay, because in God's eyes, it is completely full, and you are his blessing, and you will bless the earth. But you have to stay focused. And he knew you were going to get into this situation. He knew you were going, because he knows who you are. He knows who we are. And so right now, if you're in a situation where you're feeling a little uncomfortable, you're a little unstable, you feel pressure from work, or you don't have a job and you need a job, or you feel pressure in your relationship and it's just not working, or just in your friends, relationship with your friends and stuff, and just remember, you are God's child, and he's not going to allow that to happen. Do you know, you have, if you're older like me, you may have grandchildren, and when they all come in the room and they're playing together, and then one of them starts to cry, you know, you're not going to be mad at that one because they're crying and stuff. You're going to love them through it and tell them, it's okay, baby, just don't worry about it. You know, go ahead and back out there and just have some fun, you know, and you just love them through it. That's how God loves us, and he will love us through it. And that's why we have to trust him. And remember, it's mind over matter. Mind over matter for you that are not so strong in Christ. Make sure you are mentally together. Make sure you believe in what you're trying to do, you know, and don't let the situation wear you down. Because if you dwell on the negative, you will end up in the negative. You have to dwell on the positive, so you end up in the positive side of things. And so, hey, I want to just praise with you, and I love you guys, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to talk to you and just share some things, because I really love my friends, and I love, you know, everyone. And this is like, there's some very mean people out there, and I don't understand, like, why people are so mean, because it takes more energy to be mean than it does to love. And it's like, why do you waste your energy on something so negative and so wrong that hurts people, you know? And so I have to find in myself the Christ in me to love the ones that want to even hurt me. And I found that Christ in me, because there's somebody tried to hurt me a few years back, and all I wanted to do was to go to them and love them and ask them why. Why would you do that? Why do you want to hurt me? I mean, you're my buddy. You're my friend. You play with my children. Why would you want to hurt me? I mean, I wanted to know that. I didn't want revenge, because I don't hate like that. God is teaching me to love his children, because we're all his. And so we need to learn how to love each other. Sorry for a little stuttering I'm doing here. But anyway, so that's just, you know, listen to some of this music and just let it sink in, you know, and open your heart to Christ. Give God a chance. Let him be the healing that you need. He's ready to heal you in your situation. And I know it may be raining pretty hard in some of our lives, and some of us are doing really good and we're very blessed because of it. And when you're being blessed because you're doing really good, don't be arrogant. Don't act like you're special. Don't act like you're better than the next person. Bless the other person with your blessing. You know, love on somebody. Take them out to lunch. You know, love on them. Take them out to dinner. You know, do something for somebody else. Don't just feel like you're better than anybody else, because none of us are better than each other. We are all in this together, in this world together. And that's why, you know, I pray for my enemies as much as I pray for my friends and my loved ones. So, guys, here we go. Let's praise together here on Soul Out Records Radio. We're going to hang out with Red Rocks Worship. We'll be back. Come on, lift your hands up, get on your knees, let them know you love them. Come on.
Gathered at the highest throne, welcomed by a melody, an anthem I have always known, a song that's always been in me. All glory and honor, dominion and power to you.
Help but sing with all.
ever for the throne of grace, majesty before my eyes. I'll let you take my breath. Angels fall, face down on the floor, all to echo.
So I will make room for you. I will prepare for two.
You can move that on.
what I lack, you are full of. And where I'm broken, you are whole. And what I'm doubting, you are sure of. For I'll trust the lover, lover of my soul.
Let me hear y'all sing that one time. What I lack, say.
What I lack, you are full of. You are full of. Where I'm broken, where I'm broken, you are whole. You are whole. When I'm down, when I'm down, you are sure. You are sure. I'll trust you.
Wow. That's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song right there. And it's called Make Room. And, you know, we do need to remember, like, or just think about it, you know, like, we always have room for everything else but God, but Jesus, but the way that he expects us to react in situations, because we don't want to, because we want to do us, as opposed to letting the Spirit of God who lives inside of us control us and have us to do as he would do. When Jesus was here, he showed us how it's done, but it's very difficult, and I understand, because I am a victim of the same restraints. It's hard for me sometimes. I just react. And so we can always go to our Heavenly Father and say, Father, forgive me, which is a blessing, you know. And that's why it's important to be in his turf, on his turf, be a part of the kingdom of God. Get saved. Give your heart to Christ. He knows you're going to make mistakes. He knows we're going to make mistakes. That's why he's God and we're not. He's aware of what's going on. He is ready to take care of you. It's up to you if you want to give your heart to him wholeheartedly and make room for the things that God is ready to do for you and give you. But you need to open up your heart in a way that you spend time with God, you know, and walk the walk and not just talk the talk. I went to church. I went to church. I went to church. That's cool, but you still need to walk the walk. You still need to get out there and bless your brothers and sisters. You know, how can you serve in the community? How can you, you know, be there for others who may need you? And really catch them off guard, like, whoa. Because when you do that, they see the face of God in you, and they want to know, who is this God you serve that would cause you to come over here and spend time with me, and you don't, I know you don't even like me. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the God that's inside of me, that's controlling me and telling me that you're my brother or you're my sister, and I need to be there for you despite how I feel. My feelings don't matter. My feelings are my feelings. They're there to navigate me, but they're not there to control me. God controls me, and that's where we need to be. We need to make sure that God is in control of our movements and not us, because we can become selfish, very selfish in our movements, and do what's best for us. And it may work completely against the kingdom of God, because as opposed to pulling over and helping that man or lady that's stuck on the side of the freeway, you're driving down the road just continuously and listening to your bumper music and just having a good time, and you feel good about you, but that person out there is hurting. So if it was Jesus, you think he would do that, keep on bumping, or would he go back and help that person? I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I don't want my lady friends to put themselves in a situation because, you know, it can be dangerous. But you can make a phone call, say, hey, someone's out there on the road, they're in trouble. You know, can you please come help them? You know, so, you know, because I don't want anybody to be in harm's way. Even guys can get in harm's way at some point, too. So use your wisdom that you pray for, and God will bless you with the right thing to do. Anyway, so I hope you guys are having a good time. We got about another 20 minutes left in the show, and I'm just trying to, I hope you listen to the words of these songs that these writers and producers have put together for us to praise them, right? So I want to play a song for you that's really special to me. I love it, and let me see, where is it? Because this song has to do, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of heavy, as a matter of fact. And as I'm looking for it, this story is about the touch of God, you know, the one who has that touch, that understands, you know, what this is, you know, who you are and what you're made of, and you know, the one that knows how to move your strings and make you sound good, even if you look dirty and just beat up. And, you know, God knows how to dress you up and get you back out on the road because you are His. He knows who you are. He knows your capabilities when the world is just completely given up on you. And just, oh, yeah, he's homeless and nobody cares. And they just act like you're just a piece of dirt as opposed to a man of God. You know, a child of God. This song right here is kind of an illustration of that, and I want to play it for you, but something's not working right with my machine. But I'm going to play it for you before this show is over because it's really important. So anyway, I hope you guys are good. Don't forget, we'll be back on Tuesday, and this is it, and we're going to have my friend Phoenix and myself. Pamela Phillips Orland is out of the country now, and so but Phoenix and I are going to be doing the show for the next 2 weeks. So come hang out with us and see what the blessing is. I think it's going to be good, and it's something that we're going to do that's new and fun, and I'm excited about it. So, all right, guys. So I'm not sure what's going on with this song. Maybe they have to reload it or something, but I'm going to go ahead and play something else in the meantime. And I want to thank you so much for, you know, everything that you do. Thanks to my friends for tuning in. Hello, Denise. How are you? Hello, Greg and Astrid. Don, Kimberly, and Diane. Is that Diane, my sister? I'm not sure. Okay. But anyway, you guys, thank you so much for blessing us and being a part of the show, and everybody else is listening. Julian. Thank you, Julian. And we appreciate you, sweetheart. She's just been just a wonderful friend, and she's always there and reaching out and just being grateful. So, and I'm grateful for her. I'm grateful for my friendship with her. She's a sweetheart. All right, guys. So I'm going to go ahead on, and I keep on trying to get the song, but it's not working, so that's fine. It's just not meant to be, I guess. So listen, let's keep going. I'm still alive to show you. This is Wardell Cottage Jr., and we'll be back.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy till all my fear. Come on.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Love you. We love you. And so, guys, I'm going to leave this song with you. It is called Touch of the Master's Hand. And this is the song I was telling you about. And so God seems fit for it to work for me now. So here we go. I love you. And I pray that God keeps you throughout this week and that you remember his love for you and that you'll walk boldly in situations and let his light shine through to bless the ones in front of you. Thank you so much for being a part of Solar Records Radio. Thank you, God, for loving all of us and taking care of us. Have a blessed and beautiful week. Good night and God bless.
Well, it was battered and scarred in the auctioneer felt. It was hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. It sure ain't much, but it's all we got left. I guess we ought to sell it too. Now who'll start the beat on this old violin? Just one more and we'll be through. And then he cried, one, give me $1, we'll make it two. Only $2, we'll make it three. $3 twice, well, that's a good price. But who's got a bid for me? Raise up your hand and don't wait any longer. The auction's about to end. Who's got four, just $1 more, to bid on this old violin? Well, the air was hot and the people stood around. Some was said no. From the back of the crowd, a gray-haired man came forward, picked up the bow. He wiped the dust from the old violin and he tightened up the strings. Then he played out a melody pure and sweet, sweet as the angels sing. And then the music stopped. The auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, he said, what is my bid for this old violin? Then he held it up with a bow. Then he cried out, one, give me 1,000, who'll make it two? Only 2,000, who'll make it three? 3,000 twice, well that's a big price. But who's got a bid for me? The people called out, what made the change? We don't understand. Then the auctioneer stopped and he said with a smile, it was the touch of the master's hand. Now you know many a man with life attitude is battered and scarred with sin, and he's auctioned cheap to a thankless world, much like the old violin. Then the master comes and the foolish crowd, they never understand the worth of a soul and the chains wrought just by the touch of the master's hand. Again he cried out, one, give me 1,000, who'll make it two? Only 2,000, who'll make it three? 3,000 twice, well, that's a good price. But who's got a bid for me? The people called out, what made the change? We don't understand. Then the auctioneer stopped said with a smile, it was the touch
of the Master's hand. It was the touch of the Master's hand. It was the touch of the Master's hand.
Like I said, the touch of the Master's hand changed all things. It went from a $1 bid to a $1,000 bid and all the way up to $3,000. Praise God. And we're so grateful that he touches us. Take care, guys, and have a blessed, blessed, blessed rest of your weekend. God bless.
We're going to have some fun with this one. Y'all ready?
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more. Just my love, I've been complicating things just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking, but if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. All this is freedom. This peace is a kingdom. Knowing life can be found, love can be loud, cause love is what it's all about. Help myself keep this up, God wants more than just my love. No more complicated things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking, but if we wanna find a way to change it, it all rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real.